Are you really good at a debate or at discussing something, getting your point across, making sure that you seem right? I bet you're really good at law. You could probably be a lawyer. You could probably come up with all these facts and ideas and situations, and you could prove your point again and again and again as long as you're debating yourself. And that's where we're going today. The Faith Up Slayer. Well, I'm going to start right from the beginning with this. October 30th, Saturday, 10 in the morning till 4, maybe 5 in the afternoon, we are having our David Alliance Couples Conference. If you're married, dating, engaged, or if you're thinking of doing any of those, you got to come. I've just lined up 2 speakers. I'm just about to line up our third, and I will be announcing them soon. Been in contact with all of them, talking about what we're going to talk about, the topics. It's just going to kick butt. And it's free. That's right. We're also, again, this time going to have even more giveaways. Last conference, we gave away a gun and a few other things. This time, we'll be giving away things for women and men. So hold on. Does your wife want a brand new Mercedes? Well, guess what? We're not giving that away. So you're going to have to buy that for her. But there's going to be a lot more coming. Mark it down on your calendar. Why is it from 10 to 4? Well, a couple reasons. One, we only want to have a few great speakers and give them more than just, 50 minutes or an hour. Secondly, we want to allow you time to drive in that morning so you don't have to spend the night at a hotel. Last time, that kept a lot of people from coming. And third, because at the end, we're going to have a question and answer with all of the speakers combined, and I think that's probably going to be some of the greatest value. So it's going to be short, sweet, in your face. And if you want to stick around and come to church the next morning at Hillspring Church, one of our speakers will be sharing that morning. And I don't think you'll want to miss that as well. Now, don't forget, you can reach me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Thank you. I've had a couple people reaching out. I made a comment about the mask mandate and brought it up in a topic last week. Some of you emailed me about that. I clarified it. Also, a shout out to Ed. Ed, if you're listening, hey, we're praying for you, complete and total healing. We curse that cancer in the name of Jesus, and we pray and believe health and strength in your bones and in your body. So thanks for listening. Now, if you need a website, check out websticks.com, WebStix.com. Tony Herman, coolest cat on the net, and also well-built supplements. Again, I take supplements. I take a handful every day, different powders, potions. Well-built supplements. And if you go there, make sure you use the code WELLBUILT, TDA, to get 15% off. Last but not least, revolution4fathers.com. That's revolution, the number 4fathers.com. We have our David Alliance swag on there. We've uploaded some new t-shirts. We've been working on some new ones. And it sounds like in the next couple of weeks, we're also going to be launching an athletic t-shirt site with the David Alliance. So, guys, if you want to buy your wife some yoga pants that are cool looking with some great swag on it, we'll be telling you more about that in the future. Wow. Now, let's kick this. We're talking about vitamin R. Vitamin R. Revelations 2, verse 1 through 6 talks about how we must remember, we must repent, we must repeat. Yesterday, we talked about remembering what it was like to be in love with Jesus. Much like remembering what it was to be head over heels in love with our wife. And hopefully you still are. I am. Today, we want to talk about that second word in those verses, vitamin R, repent. In 1 John 1:8, it says, if we say we have no sin, we are only fooling ourselves and refusing to accept the truth. But if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from every wrong. If we claim we've not sinned, we are calling God a liar and showing that his word has no place in our hearts. Listen, I'm not reading this verse so that we can excuse our behavior and say, everybody sins. Because I definitely believe that you can live on this earth sinless. Am I? No. I'm getting there, but no. But I do believe that it's possible. I believe we see it in Scripture. And that is the goal, to imitate Jesus. But here's the point. Repentance. Confession. It's the key to our life. It's like the fertilizer and the water and the sun to our soil of living for Jesus, of growing. Confession and repentance of sin are just this constant mark of the person walking in the light of fellowship with God and wanting to keep it open, two-way, and growing and nurture it. If you don't have consistent confession and repentance, guess what? You are starving your Christian walk. When someone begins to talk about repentance, we always have that little lawyer. See, this is where I'm going from the beginning. We all have that lawyer in our head who steps out and it's like, excuse me, my client, I'd like to object. My client isn't that bad. Why, look at the guy that he works with or his next door neighbor. Look at his father. Look at his brother. Look at that guy over there. And we immediately begin to rationalize and defend our actions or our sins. Why would we want to do that? Why wouldn't we want to just confess and repent and have that joy of our salvation return and be back with Christ, having open communication? But if we truly want all God has for us, we must be willing to ask God to search us and tell us where we are truly at in our lives. Look, if you don't repent, if you don't confess, it's like one of the things they did back in the Roman prisons. When you were one of the worst captives or prisoners, they had an incredible torture. It was just downright sick and perverted. They would take you down to the lowest depths of the jail. No light, dungy, horrible. And they would chain you face to face, hand to hand, ankle to ankle, around the waist, to a dead body. And what would happen? Well, over time, that horrible effluvia, which is already in the corpse of the other person, would begin to creep into your living body. In fact, Virgil describes this cruel punishment as the living and the dead at his command were coupled face to face, hand to hand, till choked with stench and loathed embraces tied. The lingering wretches pined away and died. Without Christ, we are shackled to a dead corpse. Without repentance, without confession, we stay shackled to that sin. Look, how long will you stay attached to your sin? Vitamin R, repent. Salvation is not dependent on repentance. Salvation, in fact, is dependent on trusting Christ, on his finished work on the cross, and believing he is the Christ, the Son of God, and giving him control of your life and living for him. However, repentance is necessary to continue to walk in his favor, his blessing, his joy, and his work. Why would you not want to regularly repent for falling into sin and seeking God's continued forgiveness and restoration? Why would you not want to continually have that joy of your salvation? Look, if you're in any type of relationship, whether it be marriage, dating, or even a close friend at work or some other relationship, we all know the feeling when things being held between us aren't talked about. They just kind of fester. And we really feel it when it's our fault. And what a relief when we come clean and make things right. You can do that every day with Jesus and 1,000 times a day, and it always works. Vitamin R, repent. Not all vitamins do what they say they will do. However, this one always works. This is Garth Ekman of the David Alliance. Thanks for sharing the podcast, rating the podcast, and until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.